I'm not sure who gets in the rotation of the Earth. Actually, let me, I guess I'll throw it back to Rocky. K2VOR.
Hey, it was Steve. Thank you. K2VOR Mobile. Got my second cup of coffee and going back to the shop. Don't have too much to add right now. I'll talk to you when I get in the building again. Over to you, Charlie, I guess. I don't know who's got it right now. KD2BOR.
Yeah, that's a good rotation, Rocky. I'll give it to Steve, he'll give it to you, you give it to me, and Don will jump back in when he has a chance. But, yeah, that THF6 is nice. I picked mine up about a year ago. So hopefully mine's one of the newer runs. They had some minor issues. One is very minor is the case for it is too tight, and it really makes it hard to utilize the radio with that case on it. And something about the charging jack on the side of the radio to charge the battery pack that came with it. I think there was an issue with that as well. But like I said, I have the newer radio and I haven't had that issue yet. I think the biggest advantage with that radio, why they sell so many, is because it's 5 watts on 220, which is, you know, a respectable amount for an HT on that band. Most of the other HTs that do cover 220 only do maybe a watt and a half. And, you know, that's kind of tough unless you live right next to a 220 repeater. But 5 watts with an outside antenna is a little bit better. And, of course, the Kenwood Audio makes them very popular, too. I have the same speaker mic that Don has. Now, I've heard that radio without the speaker mic, and it sounds just as good. Although the speaker mic does boost it up a little bit. K2UH, this is N1LU Mobile.
N1LU, excuse me, guys, I have a sore throat. N1LU Mobile, K2UH. Yeah, I know that. I think it's the only handheld that does 5 watts and 220. The rest are about 1.5 watts. Okay, I never heard that about the charging jack and the case being too tight. Like you said, you probably have one of the newer ones. Yeah, I should. Oh, God, I don't need any more radios. Now you're tempting me. But yeah, like I said, everybody really loves them. They say the stock antenna is not that great. They swap it out for an SMH 328 Diamond Tribander, which is supposed to be really tuned well at 440. It makes a big difference on 440 on that radio, so I'm told. That's the only complaint I heard about the radio. The stock antenna is not the greatest, but you can swap it out for something else. I know it's so early. I've already forgotten. Did Rocky go on the side? Let me throw it to Rocky. I think you said he went out to do something. If not, Charlie, take it away.
KD2BOR, yeah, I'm just getting out of my truck now. Over to you, Charlie. I'll pick it up with you some inside. KD2BOR.
All right, very good, Rocky. Boy, you're loud today on that 635. Rocky's got the Elinco 635 in the shop and in his truck, and that's a real nice sounding radio as well. Yeah, for a situation like you, Steve, the THF6 may work out good. Although I don't know your topography where you are, how good of a shot you have to the 955 repeater, this one. But I'm sure there's other repeaters close by that you could probably get into with a rubber duck. I envy people like that. Like Don, you know, he's getting in on a watt and a half into 955. I can't do that because I live in Connecticut. So it makes it a little tough. If I can get into the local repeaters on low power, but, you know, this is the one that I'm on most of the time. So unfortunately I can't use an HT in the house, although I do at times use that in conjunction with my Kenwood TMD710A in crossband mode. So that makes it nice, especially in the summer if I'm sitting outside on the patio having a glass of wine or whatever, I can check in on this repeater through crossband. But it's a real nice radio. It also receives HF. I've yet to use it there. They said the stock antenna for HF isn't really that good. And I'm not really interested in receiving HF with it. I just like it for the three bands it does cover. And yeah, I changed over to a diamond tri-band antenna for that radio. Excuse me, as well. Yeah, the stock antenna is basically a dummy load. Really doesn't do much. But the diamond, as flexible as it is, makes a much better improvement for that radio. And the price has come down a little bit. I think it's just a hair over $300. So for three bands, that's not too bad. And like I said, 5 watts is fairly respectable. K2UH, this is N1LU. Just getting on the Palisades Parkway.
K1LU Mobile, K2UH. You know, I had bad luck with two meters. Maybe it's my location. We've spoken on the system machine before for 2900. I get into that machine on a rubber duck on a half a watt. I can barely make this machine standing by a window on 5 watts. So I don't know if it's some reason it makes no sense. It should be the other way around. I get over the horizon better on 440 than 2 meters. But like I say, it could be my location. Who knows? I just don't know. I've had this machine programmed at EchoLink forever. It's the first time I've come to it. And like I said, I figured I'd give out a shout. No one would come back, you know, and I'd move on to somewhere else. Little did I know that there's 4 people on it. But okay. What else I have to say? I'll be talking to Rocky. Maybe he's back in the house. If not, Charlie. I'll pick it up again. Unless Don's come back. I'll throw it to the wind. How's that sound?
KD2BOR. Just a little point of interest there, Steve. I've had my THF6 for 4 years, and it's a great radio. The first upgrade I did do to it was put the Diamond 320 antenna on it. I bought the 4,000 milliamp battery for it, and it's been flawless. Mine looks like it went through a war. You can't even read anything on the front of it anymore. The push buttons are turning white because I've used it so much, but it's been a great radio. And as Charlie said, they did have a problem with the charging jacks in the earlier days, but I haven't had an issue at all with mine in 4 years. KD2BOR, over to you, Charlie.
KD2BOR, N1LU, mobile. Very good. And Rocky, I'm going to text you a 440 frequency. It's down in Princeton. I don't know if you'll get into it or not, but I figure give it a shot. Something just ran across the road over here. I don't know if it was a dog or a fox up here as well. A lot of critters out this morning. I'm going to try it in a minute, see if I can get into it from here. It's supposed to have really good coverage, and it's also a linked system that goes into Pennsylvania. Princeton's quite a ways away, but you never know. You might be able to get into it. Maybe there's something up here that I receive or something. But I'll text that to you later on when I get to work. And you can try it out. I put it in this radio for the trip down the Rider. I've got two other frequencies I have to put in later on. Two of them are in Lawrenceville, right in the town that my son goes to school in. So we'll see what happens. My wife's looking forward to seeing him. I am too, but he always wears out his welcome really quick when he comes back home. He turns into a little bit of a wise guy. And I'm sure he's expecting a home-cooked meal. I don't know when I'm going to do it. We're going out for dinner tonight, and we have another party tomorrow night. So I may have to end up cooking Sunday morning. Who the heck knows? K2UH, this is N1LU. Mobile, back to you, Steve.
And one LU in the group, K2UH. Yeah, both you guys have later runs. I'm almost positive that radio went into production in 2002. So by then, the problem has worked out. Rocky saying is 4 years old, no problem. Yours is a year old, no problem. Yeah, they worked out the bug. And something to say now. Now I forgot. So earlier, but then I'm working on a. I slept most of the afternoon. Now I'm up all night. I'm on my second cup of tea. Something I wanted to say. Oh, yeah. If you guys look me up on QRZ, the picture is. People always ask me this. Petey from the Little Rascals. Probably taken around 1925, and he's wearing an Indian headdress. But if you find it confusing, just, guys, I know you know the Little Rascals, and you know Petey. You'll see the circle around his eye. I couldn't resist with this picture. So far, no. I was afraid I'd offend somebody in the Indian Nation. And I know a ham was half Cherokee out west, and he's hysterical by it. And he said, you know what? I'm going to email the Cherokee Nation. I'm going to send the picture over. He said, they were hysterics over it. So hopefully you don't know where he gets offended by it. But it's a funny one. He's wearing a full Indian headdress. So I figured I'd prepare you if you guys look me up on QRZ. Rocky, take it away.
K2UH, K2BOR. Steve, I'm looking at it right now. That is pretty cool. I guess Charlie's going to check it out when he gets to work, but that's pretty cool. I've never seen anything like that up on a page.
I've seen people put cartoons and whatnot. I stumbled on three photographs like that. There's another one where he's wearing an old cabbie hat, and he's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. They were taken by, I forgot the photographer, something, his last name's Hester, J.L.D. Hester, I believe. I did all this research on the Little Rascals. They must have had about 12 different PDs on the show went on for 20 years, but even within an episode, a 20-minute episode, you'll see the circle on the dog's eye change from right to the left eye. They'll use different PDs in the same episode. And the dog got so famous, MGM just did promotional photographs of him and took him out on shows. So the dog in that picture may never have even been in an episode. Who knows? I just found it kind of amusing. I'm a fan of the Honeymooners, Little Rascals, you name it. I'm 53 years old, so I go back to the old days. Okay, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Charlie, if you're there, take it.
N1LU Mobile. Yeah, well, I just turned 60 this summer, so I used to watch those programs as well. Little Rascals was a big favorite. Laurel and Hardy, love those guys. And of course the Marx Brothers, big fan of comedies, especially the old comedies and the Three Stooges. I only found out recently when the Three Stooges movie came out that my wife is a big Three Stooges fan. I would never have guessed it. It just never came up in conversation, but she said she used to love them as a kid. And my wife's, she's a school teacher. A little bit reserved, not somebody you would think would be into the type of comedy that you got from the Three Stooges. But I miss a lot of those shows. The new ones that are on nowadays aren't quite as tame as the shows back in the 50s and 60s. I can even remember watching some of Soupy Sales before he finally went off the air. Yeah, those were the good old days. I know people say that all the time, and I guess no matter who you are, whenever you get to be our age, the years when you were younger are always a the 90s as being the good old days. Rocky, over to you. KD2BOR. N1LU Mobile.
KD2BOR. Well, with Don not in there, I'm the senior citizen of the group here. Steve, I'm going to be the big 6'2 in January. And I don't know where the years are going. It's getting cold out. I just thought I got done shoveling snow all last winter, and now it's going to be back here again. I guess you'll find out when you get a little bit older how fast these years go by. Let's see if Don jumped back in. I think we're going out of rotation here. I'm not sure. Don, WA2ZOZ, back. Guess not. Over to you, Steve.
K2BOR, the group, K2UH. Oh, Rocky, I'm feeling it now. But when I think a month going by turns out to be 2 years, it's flying by. It's actually kind of depressing. That's all, don't believe me. It's, you know, like I said, you know, I spoke to someone the other day, and like, you know, I remember signing your petition. What petition? And I said, not a month ago. You know, you had a new store coming in, and with the competition, he goes, that was 2 years ago. Oh, my God, it feels like a month. Oh, that's not good. Okay, Charlie would do it. The old shows. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember the original Life of Riley with Jackie Gleason, and I think even like William Bendix, Gleason's Finn, and then, oh, there's so many great shows. All right, Laurel and Hardy. The Three Stooges actually go back to vaudeville. That's how long they were around. And I remember, was it Captain Jack when we were kids or together? He would tell you, never do anything the Three Stooges do. That's probably why they're not on TV anymore, with the poking of the eyes and whatnot. And then the shows of the 60s and 50 of them, from My Dream and Genie to name it. And there were so many funny shows. And I, in my opinion, they don't make them like that anymore. I was watching reruns of Bewitched. I mean, the writing was really, really good. But there were just so many. We were fortunate to be exposed, I think, to some really good comedy, which actually the one I did like was 2.5 Men with Charlie Sheen. That I thought was a good sitcom, and he got paid handsomely for it. The last contract, let me drop it in case I time this out. In his final contract, he was getting $2.2 million an episode. He figured they're doing 13 episodes a season. He made a fortune off that show, but it was an edge. I liked it. I thought it was kind of cutting edge, but they're far and few between these days. Yeah.
Repeater. Timeout. Clear.
Alrighty, let me see if I have it. Okay, very good. Well, I haven't seen that happen in a while. I thought I got long-winded. But, let's see. A couple of things I want to touch base on. Bewitched, I had a big crush on Elizabeth Montgomery. I thought she was so pretty. The Three Stooges, they were the only ones that could make a light bulb sound tasty. I'm sure in this day and age, if they were doing something like that, they'd probably have a lawsuit. I wonder how many kids back in the days tried to eat a light bulb because of them. The stuff that they did, hitting each other with hammers, I know people have tried that, thinking it was funny. And in real life, it's really not that funny. But a lot of stuff they got away with back in those days probably would cause quite a stir nowadays. I don't remember that other one with Jackie Gleason. I don't know why. It doesn't ring a bell. Maybe I just wasn't into it at the time. And of course, you know, I grew up in the time of drive-in movies. There's very few left around. That was a staple. We used to go to the drive-in movie at least twice a month, maybe more. You know, pile everybody into the station wagon, head over there in our pajamas as kids, and go into the concession stand in our pajamas and order popcorn, watch the movie. A lot of fun. And, of course, I also grew up in the days of, what do they call them, double features, where you'd have a short, a cartoon, and then you'd sit through a double feature. I don't think they have double features anymore. And it costs you a small fortune to go to the movies nowadays, especially if it's in 3D. KD2BOR at 1LU Mobile.
KD2BOR, to keep on the old shows, little trivia here on the Honeymooners. If you watched all the episodes, when I used to exit their kitchen there, the door opened, they opened to the right, and they went out. But they came out with some lost episodes, and they actually were on a different set, and the kitchen door opened the other way. I picked that out right away. And as far as anything of being infatuated with somebody, the Partridge Family, Susan Day, I had the same crush on her that David Cassidy had. That was my sweetheart. And the other one was Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and Papas. Over to you, Steve. KD2BOR.
KD2BOR, the group KQUH. Well, now you got three women. Yeah, I'm in total agreement. It'd be kind of hard to choose between the three of them. I've seen Michelle Phillips. I used to work in TV. I was doing CBS this morning. Michelle Phillips came on in 1990. I can't tell you how gorgeous she was. I mean, and she was dating Fisher Stevens at the time. If you know him as an actor, he's had this long neck. Nothing really special to look at. Four cameramen on the show, where she says she's dating Fisher Stevens. We're all looking at each other like, man, I guess we all have a chance. Yeah, Susan Day did the Saturday Night Live, when she did Saturday Night Live, the big joke was just a little, she gets Sam, just a little bit sexy. Yeah, and then Elizabeth Montgomery also, yeah, all three were gorgeous. Before I time it out, Charlie, take it away.
UH, KD2BOR, and 1LU Mobile. Yeah, I agree. Another one that I had a crush on was from the Brady Bunch, Maureen McCormick, who played Marcia. I had a big crush on her. In fact, I called the studio at the time trying to get her on the phone. Of course, she wouldn't get on the phone. But I was surprised I got all the way to the studio. I was in the Air Force at the time, stationed down in Lackland Air Force Base, going to tech school to be an air policeman. Probably should have pursued that further. The cops make a lot of money and they retire young. I would have been retired probably 10 years by now if I had been a cop right out of the Air Force. But hindsight is 20/20. Yeah, I love those old shows, and the women that were pretty back then. They didn't have to do it in a slutty way, like a lot of the girls do now. I can't think offhand of the one singer. Oh, Molly Cyrus. I watched her when she was in the kids shows, and she seemed so sweet and innocent. Now she's turned into quite the pig. But I guess that's, you know, the bottom line is they have to publicize themselves and doing some of the outlandish things that they do on stage. I guess that, gets attention. More people that watch them, the more money they make. And that's what it's all about, is money. I think it goes to Rocky. KD2BOR and 1LU. I'm debating on getting gasoline this morning. I know it's a lot cheaper down in Ryder. I got half a tank. If I get stuck in traffic, that might not be enough. If there's no traffic, it should be plenty. I may put a little, just top it off a little bit, maybe put 10, 15 bucks in. Go ahead, Rock, over to you.
Charlie, what you said about Marsha. And I also remember the movie that they made. The one who played her. I can't remember her name. She was also in that other wackadoodle show. It'll come to my mind. And Steve, Life of Riley. Remember that show very well. I couldn't believe. I loved Jackie Gleason when he was on stage, and I loved him in that movie when he played the pool. I forget which one it was when he was the pool shooter. But Jackie Gleason was great. Back over to you, Steve. KD2BOR.
KD2BOR in the group. KD2H. Oh, The Hustler with Paul Newman. Yeah, Life of Riley's before The Hustlers. He's actually very thin. And I'm pretty sure then he was replaced by William Bendix. The one that back then, when you had standards and practices on I Dream of Jeannie, they could not show her navel. And in the soap operas in the 60s, if there was a love scene done on a bed, one of the two actors had to have a foot on the floor. Things were much stricter back then. The girls were more wholesome. And all the women we talked about, you know, they were ivory girls. You know, really good-looking women. There's something I'm missing, but I just don't want to time out the machine again. Charlie, take it away.
Yeah, I remember hearing that about 1 foot on the floor and about Barbara Eden's navel. Yeah, it's a lot different nowadays. Some of this stuff would make my mother blush, the stuff that's on TV nowadays. They've definitely loosened their moral fiber quite a bit. Unfortunately, you know, sex sells. You know, a lot of these people, that's what it's all about. Make a lot of money. You get the hottest girls, and you have a great time. Anyway, give me a minute. I'm over here at the gas station. I want to fill up. Rocky, over to you, KD2BOR, N1LU.
KD2BOR, it's amazing they could not show a belly button. And some of the language that you hear on TV today, I don't know, it's unbelievable. As far as Charlie Sheen goes, after that stunt he pulled, I don't have too much use for him. And another one I did like in some movies, I don't have too much use for him either, is Alec Baldwin. He can be a nasty SOB in plain English. But anyway, I'm going to put the mic down, guys, for a little bit. I'll be listening here, and I'll jump back in. I got to finish something up with the shop here. KD2BOR, over to you, Steve.
KD2BOR, the group. KD2UH. Oh, now I lost my train of thought. The three big networks, FEC, CBS, ABC, approached the FCC and said, you got to lower the standards for us because we're having trouble competing with the other 300 channels on cable where they're allowed to use profanity. You know, they're basically on cable, allowed to do anything they want. And the FCC said no. We have to have at least three channels that are somewhat wholesome for the kids to watch at night. And the big three were livid, absolutely livid, that the FCC denied them some leeway in language and whatnot. But they said we need at least three channels that the whole family can watch. And it does put them at a disadvantage in a way, but that was the decision. Back to you, Rocky.
82BOR, I'll take it. Charlie must still be getting gas. I just want to put a drain plug back in and tighten it so I didn't forget. Yeah, we could talk for hours about old TV. Steve, you always from New York? Or where were you born?
Born in Brooklyn. Moved to the Bronx. Then moved to Westchester. Until the age of 18, went to school, and then moved to years my divorce. Came back to New York 2005, and now I live in Barstow, according to my girlfriend. I own her now, I think, about 7 years, and she lives with me. And that's my story.
B.O.R. Yeah, I was born in Newark, New Jersey. And then we moved to East Orange. From East Orange, we went to West Orange. And from then, I got married in 72. Got divorced. Got remarried in 78. Got divorced in 83. And the girl I'm going with now, I've been going with since 1983. And I ended up in Hudson County after I met her. She lives in Bergen County in North Arlington. So, hey, I've had a few of those down the roads. It's been, I don't know if it's been fun, but it's been a big experience. Let's see if Jolly's back. N1LU, KD2BOR.
All right, I just wanted to get a little bit away from the bumps so I don't blow up. Haven't been listening to what you guys were talking about. But I just got $15 worth of gas. That'll get me down to down to Ryder, and then once I get down there, I'll fill up again on the way back. Boy, they got a freaking unbelievable. They've got a broken sprinkler over here. It's shooting out water like a fire hose. It was doing it yesterday. You would have thought somebody would come down and fix the damn thing. Apparently, the police don't care about it, but it's unbelievable how much water they're wasting over here. It's not even going on the lawn. It's going on the asphalt. Paid $2.81 today. I know it'll be a lot cheaper than that down at Ryder. That's why I didn't want to get too much. I'd rather put in something in the 270s. Let's see. I'm not sure where it goes. I think Rocky gave it to me, so I'll pass it back to Steve. K2UH, N1LU Mobile.
N1LU Mobile in the group, K2UH. I don't drive, but I think I think your gas point came down in price. I heard you right, you paid $2.80 a gallon. If I'm hearing you right. All right, Rocky, the operative word is, did you get the piece of paper with the third one, or are you living with her? I said after 20 years of marriage, I had so many men tell me I dated my first wife for, I don't know, like 7 years before I married her. So we consider ourselves married 8 years, and then we were married for 12. So that was, so we consider a total of 20. But everybody told me, don't get that piece of paper. It changes everything. Now I've been with this one, I think, 7 years going on 8. We're just going to keep it that way. We're not getting the piece of paper. Too many men told me it just changes everything. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Now, I'd be curious. Get married a third time. Rocky, take it away.
KD2BOR. No, I did not, Steve. I've been going with this girl now for August was 33 years. And no, I keep all my papers together. I got my original draft papers when I got drafted. I got my reclassification. Because I already had a son born. I got my first divorce decree and my second divorce decree all in one spot. I don't know if that's good, but no, Steve, never planned on it again. I'm very happy the way I am. Over to you, Charlie. KD2BOR.
I just celebrated my 21st anniversary this past summer. I was married once before for 11 years. That was pure hell. Fortunately, I didn't have kids with the first wife. So we made a clean break, which is a good thing. It's not that pleasant to bring kids up in a divorced household. And this one should be it. We really sync very well together. And I think I'll keep her. Took me a while to find one that I got along with. And the weird part about it is I met my wife, my present wife, on an airplane, not in a bar or a club or anything. I was flying back from Florida after sat down next to my present wife. She was a little nervous about flying, asked me to hold her hand when they took off, and one thing led to another, and here we are, two kids in college, 5 years or a little less than 5 years away from retirement. It's been a great run. We get along really well. She's my best friend, and we have the same sense of humor, and I think you need a sense of humor when you're married. Otherwise, it could turn into a nightmare. But I have a great time with her. We love going away. We love doing things together and looking forward to growing old together. And I don't know how forward I am looking forward to it, but it's inevitable, and I'm glad I have someone that I care about very much to do that with. Let's see. I think it's over to Steve, if I haven't screwed up the rotation. K2UH, this is N1LU.
Yeah, we got the rotation back in order. Okay, so it worked out for you, Charlie, on a second marriage, and it worked out for you, Rocky, not getting the paper. I'm leaning towards not getting the paper. And it took me forever to find my current girlfriend. And I think Charlie mentioned, in all my life, I never met a woman at a bar. I meet them at the strangest places, the subway, bookstores. This one I met in a clothing store. I was doing a TV show at the Penn Plaza Hotel. She worked in one of these little, small little boutique shops. And I went in and I just started talking to her. I bought a pair of gloves from her. And it started from there. People were surprised that I, actually met women in the subway. And I'm like, yeah. It's kind of interesting. I had something to say, but now I forgot. Rocky, get it away.
82BOR. Guys, I'm going to say 7-3. I've got to get a few things done around here. Charlie, be safe today. Driving down, maybe I'll catch you on the radio coming home, or maybe going down. Well, I don't know what time you plan on leaving work, to the normal time or what. And Steve, nice making your acquaintance. And Don, if you're listening, 73. KD2BOR. I'm just going to see if Don's there. If not, back to you, Charlie.
Okay. I guess Don's not there. 73, Rocky. I'm leaving work around 10:30. So I'll probably get on the road just after the CBS net. Maybe you'll hear me on my way down there. I tried that repeater. I can't hit it from up here, so I think it's too far away for you. Maybe I'll send it to you, maybe I won't. Who needs to clutter up a radio with repeaters you can't hit? But anyway, good talking to you this morning. And I'm going to sign out as well. Got to get inside and get started so I can get out of here early. 73 Rocky, 73 Steve, good hearing you on today. K2UH, this is N1LU. Over to you, Steve. I'll be clear on your final.
1 second, Steve. Charlie, send it to me anyway, just for the heck of it. I can put it in temporarily. I don't have to put it in memory. So send it to me anyway, and I'll just give it a shot. 82BOR, pick it up, Steve.
Okay, I'll do that.
82UH with K2BOR and W1LU. Rocky, pleasure to meet you. This was a pleasant surprise. I was just going to repeater from repeater, and nobody was answering. Let me try this one. I expected to hear nobody. Here we all are. So this was a fun one tonight. Again, Rocky, pleasure to meet you. Actually, timing's good. I'm gonna make a mistake and go to McDonald's and get a cheeseburger. Oh God, last thing I need. My stomach's like a mess right now. But okay, I will say 73. 73 is also to you, Charlie. And I'll clear out as well. And I'll definitely keep this in mind in the evening. I had no idea this issue would be active at this time in the morning. So this is good to know. Okay, 73, gentlemen. I'll pull the plug. And let's do this again soon. Again, everybody, Don, you have the best time you can, Charlie, best time you can at work. Rocky, have a great evening. Donna, if you're there on the side, pleasure meeting you as well. And HOH is going to pull the plug. And we'll talk again soon. Guys, 73, KTUH is pulling the plug.
K2UH disconnected.
W2BOV for the CBS Retirees Net, which means Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this hour on this frequency. And W2BOV will be standing by for 10 minutes. Come now, please.
C2T, good morning, Bob.
And Y9A, good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Paul, and good morning, George. AC2T along with NY9A, everyone else.
KD2CYX.
Okay, very good to hear you. KD2CYX with us this morning to you. Anyone else?
WB2OXU.
Hey, good morning, Bell. WB2OXU. Any other station? Hey, anyone else for the CBS retirees that were looking for check-ins?
N2AIR.
Morning, Greg. N2AIR. Good to have you back. Anyone else? Anyway, we have AC2T, Paul, NY9A, George, KD2CYX, Freddy, WB2OXU, Bill, and N2AIR, Greg. And this is W2BOV, and good morning to all. They claim we're going to be out of the woods as far as the nor'easter is concerned, so we'll be looking forward to that. It's very windy here, and I looked at the weather map, and there is rain as far west as Hicksville coming in from the east, so on the north. So I guess we'll get some showers. They're predicting we have 51 degrees. Yeah, 51 degrees here this morning. So with that, not too much else to report at this point. So let's get underway with Paul, AT2T, W2BOV.
W2BOV in the group, AC2T. Good morning, everybody. Bob, George, Vinny, Bill, and Greg. I hope everybody's going to be up and going today. It looks like we're going to clear up this afternoon sometime, but we'll see. Right now, it's sort of cloudy, overcast, but it's not raining yet. I already had somebody, they had some company came and cut a square in the street outside. I guess they're going to be doing some repair work or something. But quite a machine. Looks like a big a saw. And just cut through the asphalt and everything else real quick. So they made a square and then they took off. So don't know when they're going to start. I guess the rest will be all with jackhammers, which will be a lot of noise. Anyway, with that, back to net. W2BOB, AC2T.
Okay, very good, Paul. Yeah, that's usually what they do. And, well, after Sandy, we had a lot of that going on in the street. So, between the pavement that was ripped up, the curbs that were ripped up, and the sidewalks that were ripped up, and the water main that needed to be refinished and everything else. So. And then, of course, the gas main that the workers accidentally hit. So, a lot of jackhammer stuff. But the water company here is the main user of jackhammers, it seems. So, we had a lot of that. A lot of these pipes are very old, going back into the early 1900s. So, eventually they spring a leak and need to be replaced. Okay, NY98 is next. George, good to hear you again. Hope you're having progress with the antennas in spite of the weather, and you can still look in. Over to you.
Boy, it's going to be hard to keep me from crowing, Bob. W2BOB in the group, NY98. Good morning first to everyone. It's such a pleasure to hear you all here. And, I have to tell you that, you know, every day I have been getting on the air, that 10-meter hamstick dipole that I put out is more than acquitted itself. I've been making holes on 10 meters that are just swag. I mean, they're just fantastic. 6,300 miles was on some furthest contact so far. I'm doing this from memory, and you know my memory is like, Swiss cheeses are solid by comparison. But it's really a lot of fun. And I did put up the Hawaiian antenna, that random length thing, and that's worked out pretty well. Of course, it's not a gain antenna of any sort, so but it does work on all bands. I even got onto 80 meters the other day. I couldn't believe it. And I have in prospect a 40-meter vertical hamstick dipole that I want to put up. And I want to go vertical for the simple reason that, A, it will fit best on my deck, and B, it will provide adequate communication, you know, to supplement the ones provided by the other antennas. But everything is working like a charm. So back to you, Bob. W2BOB in the group, NY9A.
Hey, that's great, George. NY9A, W2BOB with the group. And where and how high did you get the Hawaiian NFED antenna up?
Well, you got to realize the situation that I have over here, Bob. That's fortunately for me, I don't have to get it up too much higher because I'm not at sea level. Our condo is on a hillside, and basically it's 400 feet above sea level. So the back of my property has got a little apron of maybe 20 or 30 feet, and then there's a sheer drop into a wooded area. And that's what accounts for all the height gain. So, I guess you'd have to say that my Hawaiian antenna is 400 some odd feet.
Yeah, I guess so. But where did you mount it?
Actually, it's mounted in the shabbiest possible way. I said, hey, this is meant to be a remote portable antenna. I drilled one tiny hole in the windowsill up in my bedroom, dropped the wire down, let it across so that it would be out of the way of the awning, let it a little further across on the deck, above the deck, to an opening between the boards, dropped it through the boards, and that put it below the deck, but in a space that's large enough to stand up in, and connected it there to the balance. Hey, it works!
Oh, very good. Okay. Well, thank you. That's a good description, and glad it works. Fine. Okay, NY9A gave his transmission, so KZ2CYX is next. Lenny, over to you.
W2BOB, KD2CYX. Good morning, all. A little bit of dreary day out there. Supposed to be getting better, I understand. So we'll hope for the best. Since you're talking about antennas, I got to get cracking on getting my dipole up before the winter. AC2T has been consulting with me on it, and I appreciate it. He gave me a lot of good advice. So it's just a matter of figuring out a way of getting the line of across the trees. So this week I'm going to the Ham Fest with Paul, and hopefully we can find some material that we're going to need to make this antenna, and we'll get it up. And then all I need is a rig, which I'm working on. So that'll keep me busy for a while. So I'll send it back to you, Bob. W2BOB, KD2CYX.
Okay, very good. KD2CYX, W2BOV, and the CBS retirees. Fine message, and good luck with that, and hope you get it up before winter. WB2OXU is next. Bill, I've been listening to KQ2H, I guess. And boy, what a pile up on that headwave repeater they have. This is W2BOB, over to you, Bill.
W2BOB and the group, WB2OXU. Good morning, everyone, on this dark and dreary day. Bob, Paul, George, Vinny, and Greg. Yeah, it's not too bad. It's not raining at the moment, and it doesn't seem to be a breeze, but maybe the sun will come out. I'm sure it'll come out someday, but I hope it's real soon. Anyway, yeah, they They're really busy, Bob, on that repeater. The mornings, I didn't listen this morning, but seems like the mornings, Europe starts coming in, and then in the afternoon, oh, I guess from 3 o'clock on, you start hearing South America. But, yeah, they are busy, and it's a little tricky sometimes, you know, with all the pileups trying to get on Echolink, but, you know, it works sometimes. And, George, you got a Hawaiian antenna. I wondered if you got Hawaii already, if that's already built into the antenna. Hi, hi. And, I think you're getting pretty good gas mileage out of that antenna so far. 6,300 miles. Not too shabby, not too shabby. It's better than nothing anyway. So back to you there, Bob. W2BOB and the group. WB2OXU.
Okay, very good, Bill. And, well, I do have a question for you. I looked for KQ2H on Echolink, and it's not listed. I looked on the repeater directory, and there is no connection listed for Echolink or IRLP. And the other thing I was amazed at is that there is no PO frequency given. Yeah. Can you fill me in? Open.
The call sign for the repeater, it's Whiskey 2 Florida Lima Alpha. When you look it up on Echolink, and I think they had some problems, especially down there in New York City. They were having a lot of interference, so I think the 440 transmitter is shut down, but the 2 meter 146. 460, that's on, because yesterday I heard somebody up there where the repeater is. He said he was about 3 miles from the repeater, and he was working some DX through 2 meters.
Okay, well, I listened this morning, but I don't know what the PO is to try to get into the machine, and it's not listed in the repeater directory. So if you have something along there, let me know next time you get back on here with. Okay, N2AIR. Greg, it's your turn. W2BOV with the net.
Hi, this is N2AIR with the group. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Yeah, off the top of my head, I can't remember all the pertinent information for KQ2H either. I'll look it up during the next go-around, too. I'm sure Bill will find it, too, though. Yeah, but W2FLA, the 440 side is turned off towards the city, and the 220 machine is turned off in the city. So the nearest one is the one up in Sullivan County, that W2FLA. Anyway, other than that, I'm glad to hear that George is having fun with his hamsticks. I've always had good luck with hamsticks, and that the Hawaiian antenna. Let me drop it for a second. And, yeah, 10 meters is still going crazy. Between 8:30 and 9 o'clock, on 10 meters, I worked Sweden and Morocco. And that was like on my, you know, not trying to bust pileups. This is with a crummy Chameleon V1 vertical antenna that's now surrounded by a tree that actually grew up around it from my neighbor's yard. So I'm not sure how it's even working, and only 50 watts of power. So, and I'm getting through like on my second or third attempt to most of the countries, and I've worked, 20-something countries in the last week or so.